Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show. Dale and Keith, middays on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour of Dale and Keith with Wiggy, because it's a Patriots Monday. No Dale today, but Jermaine Wiggins in the house. We'll get back to your phone calls here in a minute in reaction to the return of Benjamin Watson to the Patriots. But right now, it's time to talk with Pats defensive lineman Lawrence Guy, who is brought to you by your local Anderson Window Dealers, Marine Home Centers. Lawrence, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty well. And a topic that surprisingly has a ton of interest is the nickname for the defense. And Lawrence, I know the linebackers are calling themselves boogeymen. First off, how do you feel about that?
Hey, it's a pretty cool thing. What can I say? They're pretty creative with that one. So, hey.
Would you like a nickname
like that, you know?
Yeah, so you kind of, I can feel like you kind of like it.
Yes.
You don't want to say anything mean about these guys. Do you think that the whole defense should have a nickname, or what about the D linemen? Have you guys given any thought to that?
Oh, we haven't got no thought about that. Like I said, like with the linebackers, it is Canaan, you know? And with Jim Collins coming in, it was a nickname Canaan, and it grew, and it is working itself out. Like, it's catchy, it sounds good. And hey, it's a cool nickname, you know, if you think about it.
Right.
As you see it, if I go to Boogeyman, I can get you that. It's pretty
right.
Cool. But nickname for the defense, that just has to come, you know.
Right.
Somebody has to just come up with something that's catchy and has to stick. You can't just say, I'm just going to call us something and come like, this is what it is. It has to be something that's catchy, something that's going to have to fit with the whole defense.
Well, that's a good point, because right. We open it up to callers, so a lot of Patriots fans have a lot of ideas.
Right. We got two front runners.
They're not great. Think. Yeah, so Wiggy, give them yours.
Mine's is Nightmare in New England.
Mm-hmm.
That was mine, so I'm not a great response.
No, you know, like, what about the Sticky Bandits? Lawrence, we lose you?
Yeah, the first one was a lot better than the second.
All right, so the first, so he liked the nightmare.
And, all right, fine.
And a caller came up with this one, DWA, defense with an attitude.
Hmm. I don't think Lawrence likes any of these.
Yeah, I like the first one better than those last two.
Okay, so likes mine.
The one thing I'll give you with
Nightmare in New England.
The Nightmare in New England at least ties in, then the boogeymen stay in the
right.
boogeymen. So
right.
you keep them, and then it ties
right.
in nicely with
yes.
it. So I don't mind that.
So, you know, it's a work in progress.
Lawrence, are you a horror movie guy at all?
I am.
Ooh. What are some of the ones that you like?
Oh, you got the classics, Friday the 13th. Like, Chucky scared the heck out of me when I was
Ooh,
a kid.
Yes.
To the point, like, hey, I'm not a fan of porcelain dolls anymore. you got the original It movie.
Okay.
You
yeah.
got the new It movie.
Ooh, those are
you
two
know,
classics.
Paranormal Activities, I pretty much laughed at that because it was just too much going on. So it was pretty funny for me.
That was crazy. Yep.
You got the, oh, jeez. Oh. You got Carrie movies. You
have,
got Pet Cemetery.
Have you ever
that
seen
messed me up too,
Candyman?
Yeah.
Candyman's a good one.
Candyman's good.
Yeah. Have you seen Candyman 1 and 2?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. And they're rebooting Candyman.
I don't know about the reboot. Have you also seen Darkman 1 and 2?
Yes.
I've not seen Darkman.
Darkman is with Liam Neeson.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, there's some good classic things, but like, well, I feel like if you're going to have like a now that's going back to the defense thing, you're going to have a defensive name, mm-hmm. that has to be something evil and bad. Because I always tell everybody, like, the defenses are like the evil empire.
Yes.
The offense is like the force. Everybody
okay.
wants to be nobody wants to be a part of the force because the force is the offense. Everybody wants to go to the dark side. That's right. More to the defensive side. Ooh.
I think you just gave yourself a nickname. I think Evil Empire.
Oh, I like
you guys just turned into the Evil Empire.
Well, that's the Yankees, though.
No, I know. Yeah. People call them that. That's true.
Yeah, it'd be tough around here.
Sith Lords.
So talk.
What about the Sith Lords?
Sith Lords, maybe. I'm not a huge Star Wars guy.
Since we're doing movies here, we can get to football here in a second, Wiggy. But have you seen Joker yet, Lawrence?
No, I haven't. I was going to go, then decided not to go. I decided to go out and get something to eat instead. Mm-hmm. And the tickets are hard to get to, but
yeah.
I heard nothing but great reviews about it, and it's going to be a fantastic movie.
Yeah, I saw it. I liked it. I'm curious what you thought about it. Wiggy didn't like it as much
as everybody else liked it. It was okay. But
Wiggy is also, he has said in the past that he doesn't like movies that you have to think.
No, I didn't say. I said
yes, movies. He did.
I don't like endings where I have to think what happened at the end of the movie.
Well, you don't like, but movies that make you
think at the end.
Yeah, where you just go to ScreenRant.com and you just go ahead and just read about the ending. I'm like, hey.
Right.
Let me read about what this guy is.
Like ending explained.
I want you to wrap it up for me as a director. I don't want to leave the movie and have to come up with my own idea, Lawrence. I want to be able to leave the movie and go, oh, okay, I see why they ended it that way. Not come up with my own.
You hated Inception then.
Yes. Inception and any N. Night Shyamalan movie.
You hate all the Shyamalan
twists? Except for Split and what was the one that he just came
Glass.
Up? Glass.
Yeah, Glass wasn't bad.
Yeah, but like The Village and all those other dumb movies. Yeah, I'm a movie savant, so we could go all day on movies.
Yeah, Glass was Split and Glass was great.
Yeah.
Especially because they added on to a movie that was 15 years old that didn't do too well.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good. What was the best movie you saw this year? Was it Endgame? Was it Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Was it something else?
John Wick 3.
Endgame. I'm a big Marvel fan. So
yeah.
Endgame, the whole leading up to it, from Captain America to all that, all the way up to the Avengers to the Hulk movie, I'm gonna call. Thor Ragnarok Hulk movie, because yeah. That's truly what it was. It was a Hulk movie with a guest star of Thor. So the Hulk movie sure. All the way up.
Right.
You can't deny that. This one best movie so far out there.
That's the best.
I agree.
Best Marvel movie. Endgame was...
Which one? Ragnarok?
Ragnarok, because the Endgame Infinity Wars, the way they do the Hulk, it's just like, ugh.
Well, you get so mad.
Yeah, I'm not a big... I wasn't a big fan of the Endgame.
No, when did this... Thor was unreal, but man, he was a god that possesses lightning. It was a god of lightning and did not need his hammer, and he was barely winning. As you saw, he was killing other gods in the previous movies. Him and Hulk, this did him discredit, but I feel they had to do it. You couldn't give somebody so much power and be like, well, he could just win. My man killed.
Yeah, but it's when you're talking about Endgame, when you're talking about... When you're talking about Endgame and then Black Widow dying, that's when you're supposed to see World War Hulk.
Yeah, you were just so mad about Hulk. Yeah, you got to take that away.
Yeah, well.
Because Professor Hulk, some people like Professor Hulk.
No, Professor Hulk doesn't work.
Oh.
You know, all he needed was the tattoos on his arms. He had a glasses.
Right.
His cashmere. Get a cappuccino. That's the Hulk that people wanted. That's the Hulk they got.
Do you have any football questions for Lawrence? I feel like this is growing great.
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing else. We could talk movies. I feel like we get more out of Lawrence when we talk movies.
Lawrence, I'll throw a football question in here, though, just because I do like where the movie thing was going. But it sounds like Benjamin Watson is coming back. What's your reaction to having a guy who was here in camp and then was let go and gone for a week and now looks like he's back?
Well, you know, the experience and everything of the leadership that he possesses is great. I've known Benjamin for a couple of years now, and what he truly brings to the team is amazing. Someone that has been around so many years and been around so many good organizations, understands the ups and downs of the league like he has been through, and is able to talk about that with younger athletes coming in or somebody that's going through the same problems here and there. He actually can help that out. So having him back, it's a good thing just to build on morale and bringing everybody together, as we already are on the co-net team. And, you know, bring somebody in like that is not going to be troublesome. It's just going to be bringing us a little bit more closer.
Now, we talk about this nightmare in New England defense, which is the nickname. Yeah. And the thing that we start to notice with this defense is you guys, your ability to create turnovers, score off those turnovers. It seems like every single game you guys are scoring touchdowns off turnovers. How important is it for you as a defense to every week go into the game and say, hey, let's create as many turnovers as we can and see if we could potentially even, you know, turn those turnovers into scoring opportunities?
Well, you know, if you do the statistics that if you get one turnover, your chances of winning the game increase dramatically. If you get two turnovers, your chance of winning the game is like 80-90%. Three is 100%. So the goal is to be disruptive and to eliminate big plays as a defensive group. And that is trying to get the ball out, trying to strip interception or anything we can to make negative plays. And that's the whole mindset. And as we play together as a group, you start seeing it more and more, how we're able to get interceptions, how we get pressure on the quarterback, making sure they read the routes and hopefully getting a scoring opportunity. But as you see, once you do that at the defense, score, get a pick six or a fumble for a touchdown, the morale changes altogether. And that's the big momentum boost that a lot of teams get when that happens, and that's what we've been getting. So the goal is not to just look for picks and look for touchdowns. The goal is to, how do you be disruptive to constantly – fight for get something out. Like, if it's a pick, it's a forced fumble, if it's a tackle for loss, if it's a sack, or is it stop on third and one. That's the whole goal, to make sure you try to maintain momentum on one side of the ball and continue to force them back.
We're talking with Patriots defensive lineman Lauren Sky, and one of your new teammates this year is Michael Bennett, and he has played less each week so far this year, and I'm sure all of you guys would like to play all of the snaps on defense, but you've been playing so many different guys, and there's quite a rotation. I know he made a comment, Bennett did recently, about how he has a zero role on the team, and he wasn't really sure what was going on. What has he been like as a teammate for you guys?
You know, he's been a great leader in who Michael Bennett is. You know, he's a great pass rusher, so he's been helping us all out with pass rushing, and he's been helping us all out with certain things that he sees, you know, being a veteran player that he is, and watching a much film that he does, and has been around many organizations and actually seen a whole lot, he's able to bring a different point of view into it. And having that, we talk about it. We're able to talk about players, we're able to talk about schemes and all of the above with him, and he's able to communicate us. Because I know as a D lineman, we're in the same room together. So when I start watching film, I'm breaking down film, and we're all breaking out the group. He started breaking it out. I'm able to go over there and talk to him, like, hey, this is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm getting on the film. Are you getting the same thing? He'd be like, yeah, I'm getting this kind of stuff, and I like this. And we could go to the group, we could talk to them, and we actually could discuss as players what we are seeing on that film. And he brings a big part of that, being that experience. And like I said, pass rush is his forte, and he has looked at everybody's pass rush and like, hey, this is what you need to do a little bit better. You should make this step. You should use your hand this way. You should do that. And it helps, you know, and it's key to help. And he's been a good job at doing that, and a good job at trying to understand what's going on.
He's Patriots defensive lineman Lawrence Guy. Thanks so much for the time today, Lawrence. Good luck next week against the Jets, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon.
All right, thank you, and keep working on that nickname.
Yeah, we will. We're gonna keep working on it, and we'll try. So next time we talk to you, hopefully we'll have fine tuned it a little bit. Yeah, you could ask him how he felt about that one. That was another one on the short list anyway.
I think he's like it, Nightmare in New England.
He kind of did like that one. He kind of no-sold a lot of the other ones.
Yeah.
Was trying to be polite,
your
I think.
What was it?
He didn't like Sticky Bandits.
Yeah, Sticky Bandits was like
that. He didn't like that. Yeah. You know what? I didn't like Boogeymen at first, but that's growing on me too.
That's why I think Nightmare in New England.
Yeah, keep that theme going. Also, Lawrence really likes horror movies.
Yeah.
I could talk to him about that all day. I got to get him on Dork.
Yeah. Well, I told you. I've been telling you this for a long time.
Yeah, he would probably be the best at it. He'd be a good guy.
He brought up Darkman, too.
Darkman. I was like, have I seen Darkman?
That's the movie with Liam Neeson.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I've seen it.
Where he plays like a, I don't really know if it's like a superhero, but it's definitely.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, this is one of his earlier movies. That's in like the early 90s, Darkman.
Yeah, Darkman came out in 1990.
Yeah.
Wow. It is a superhero thriller film.
Mm-hmm.
It's directed by Sam Raimi. Oh, yeah. I gotta see this.
But he doesn't have superpowers.
All right.
So he's kind of like a version of Batman.
Okay, well, I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah, it says, they were unable to secure the rights to either The Shadow or Batman. Mm-hmm. So Sam Raimi decided to create his own superhero and basically made a ripoff of the two. Okay, fair enough. But the news of the day, Benjamin Watson back with the Patriots. And you think that has more to do with just Lacoste is probably banged up than anything else.
Yeah.
Right? Like it wasn't like this was the plan all along to bring him back, because I thought there was a chance it could have been part of like the deal.
Mm-hmm.
But when Watson tweeted out what he tweeted out right after getting cut and then his interview with OMF, I was thinking, no, Watson thinks he's done. Like, there's always, it's football.
There's always a chance.
Exactly. There's football and Belichick did leave the door open.
Right.
But there was no guarantee he was coming back, is what I'm saying.
Right. And you, even though you leave the door open because that's what you do, and Bill's like, you know, he's a good football player, but there's not a roster spot for him. If you really want, when they say there's no roster spot for you, that's them telling you that we really want to go in a different direction.
We got 53 guys we value more than you, is what they were saying.
Bingo.
But this was when Watson joined OMF and was asked about, if Belichick left the door open.
Well, I think in the conversation with you all, with the media, he left the door open. Look, this is a football and rosters, especially at the bottom of the roster, is very fluid. There are injuries that happen. There are different needs at different times. You've seen guys be signed and released multiple times. So, again, I don't really know how that's going to play out. I think that any organization never totally, moves on from a player because you may have a need, but again, whenever that time comes, it's a matter of having some sort of mutual agreement to what's going to happen as far as coming on the roster. So, from what I heard from Coach when he spoke to you all, it sounded like, we'll just wait and see. What he told me was that he didn't have a roster spot right now. That doesn't mean he won't tomorrow, or maybe he won't at all.
There you go. And it looks like they do. Jakob Johnson going to IR opens up a roster spot. So right now, the Patriots have zero fullbacks on the active roster.
Mm-hmm.
But if Field Yates is correct, and he was the first one to point this out, then it appears as though Benjamin Watson would be one of three tight ends, although we don't know the severity of Lacoste's injuries.
And,
so maybe.
And that might be something that, now that you just say it again, with Jakob Johnson going to injured reserve, they do dress three tight ends because they use one of those guys as maybe a fullback in times, line him up in the backfield, let him lead block, those type of things, because we've seen we know they like to run the ball from a two-back set.
Yeah.
And when you look at a guy like Ben Watson, he has that ability of that move type of tight end that you can line him up in the backfield and do some things.
And I think Brady's got to be happy about it too. I mean, not that Benjamin Watson is Gronk or even a young Ben Watson, but right. He is better than what they had potentially. And mm-hmm. I think just the veteran part
the
of it that
level.
He likes. Yeah, the comfort level. And you heard him go on and on. It was that same press conference where he wouldn't give Lacoste or Izzo even the slightest compliment. He went on and on about how much he's going to miss Watson
right.
And what a player he was and what a great person he was. But just all of that added together, I think he's going to be happy to have the veteran guy back on the team again and in the huddle and helping him out. Even if whatever the percentage of plays is, it's mm-hmm. better than nothing in Brady's mind.
Yeah, it almost seems like Tom wants guys that you might not be explosive no more. You might not be able to make big, big plays, but at least I can count on you to be in the right spot.
So kind of a roundabout way, but it does look like Benjamin Watson will end up being back on the Patriots roster. The other thing to keep an eye on this week is N'Keal Harry. Will he be healthy enough to return? And will he be one of two players that they bring back from IR this year? And if Harry is one of them, then that means either Isaiah Wynn or James Devlin is going to miss the entire season. And I think most people are pointing towards James Devlin being the likely guy that'll miss the whole year, because hopefully they get Isaiah Wynn back, because they certainly need him.
Right.
I mean, they don't have an option. They don't have a real starting left tackle.
And
on
then
team.
You have to think about the injury that Devlin is kind of dealing with right now. Neck right. injury as a fullback. It's something any player, when you're dealing with a neck injury, you got to be real, real careful.
Right. For sure. All right, we will come back. We will have more on Benjamin Watson. Your thoughts, 617-779-7937. We'll also find out how the guys did on the Payday Pod this week. Are they making you money? Are they losing you money?
Do I we hope continue with the segment? Money. If you're going to call it Payday Pod,
right.
I mean, I'd hope
that should be rolling around in cash.
Yeah, you should be making some money.
So that's
unless they change and go, you might get paid.
You might get the maybe payday.
Maybe Payday Pod.
Maybe Payday Pod.
The Pay Off Day Pod.
Yeah, we'll see. We're going to find out when we come back. It's Dale and with Wiggy, Sports Radio WEEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
So you want my bold prediction?
Yeah, you're damn right I
my
do.
My bold prediction is Patrick Mahomes falls off the cliff this season.
Wait a minute.
He has a sophomore
falls
slump.
Off. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, but does the sophomore slump mean going from 50 touchdown passes to 40?
No, he's just an average quarterback in the league.
No, he's Patrick yes. Mahomes.
It's my bold prediction.
It's too bold. Be less bold, Wiggy.
It's too bold. Be less. That was earlier in the season. This is Dale and Keith with Wiggy. No Dale today. And that was, what, 6 short weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, it was a bold prediction.
Yes. Still.
Now, the Chiefs are 4-2, and they've had back-to-back home losses, although I don't think Patrick Mahomes is a average quarterback. Would you say?
No, he's not average. Not. He's right. Definitely not average.
Okay.
What's he looking like?
But you know
season?
What? He might not be the best quarterback in the league. You know who is the best quarterback in the league?
Yep. I know exactly who you're going to say.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson's a bad dude out there.
He is a ballin'.
He is killing it. He is the guy that if you could win one game, I think it would be him. If you could have him for one season, it would be him. Even if you could just have a player going forward. I know he's not as young as Mahomes or Watson. Mm-hmm. I think he's so good.
And
maybe
he's
getting
talented.
Swept up in it, but he could do everything. His offense is good, but everyone's like, oh, like Brady doesn't have anybody. It's like, well, it's not like they're loaded with like a ton of all pros. Tyler Lockett's good, but let's not make him out to be the greatest thing of all time. DK Metcalf, I thought was going to be hurt all the time.
He's actually playing pretty good.
He actually is. Metcalf. No, he is. But I think part of that could be Wilson. Chris Carson's good, but what was he, like a 6th-round pick or whatever? I mean, Russell Wilson is making things happen with the Seahawks, so he's the best quarterback in the game.
Yeah, he's definitely a front runner when you talk about a guy that's going to be the MVP.
Oh my God,
he is definitely the front runner of that. And
his stats are silly too.
Was it 14 touchdowns and 0 interceptions?
Yeah, his quarterback rating is 124.7.
Yeah, he's playing
through 6 games.
Pretty good.
That is off the charts. He is completing 72.5% of his passes. And he, as you mentioned, 14 touchdowns, 0 picks. He also has a few touchdown runs on the year.
Mahomes is 14 touchdowns and 1 interception.
Yeah.
He needs to take a turn quick. My bold prediction.
He's not there. He's also killing it. Speaking of predictions, we have a new podcast on the WEEI family of podcasts.
Yeah, a lot of podcasts.
Here, and it is the Payday Pod. It is Chris Scheim, John Anderson, and Mike Menansky.
Payday Pod.
Third man in.
They bring in Mutt as the third guy in.
Makes me believe you're going to get paid listening to that podcast.
That's what it should be.
Right.
Right? I mean, if there's truth in advertising, and I know that there is.
Right. If not, that's called false advertising. Right.
And we can sue them.
We could definitely sue them.
We could sue these guys.
Well, we're awaiting Monday Night Football. As of right now, the three of us are 7-1.
7-1?
This week.
On those were on the pod picks that you made on Thursday?
Correct.
It's like, oh, no, he's actually wrong. It's 8-1.
Well, it's like Mark James numbers right there when it comes to
Yeah, I know. Picking games. It seems like they're kind of out of the
Mark
sky
James
here.
Would be undefeated.
Now, Shime, you make picks on our show Friday, but then you made different picks on the podcast?
One of the picks was an overlap pick.
Okay, there's an overlap pick in there. All right, so let's find out how you did from this the weekend from the show, from our show.
So from this show, my first pick, easy pick, 49ers plus 3.
Well, as you said, you guys are both Shanistans.
We are Kyle Shanistans. we are taking victory laps like you wouldn't believe.
So
that is John and I's victory lap sounder.
Okay. Oh, I thought there was going to be like a produced bit with that. No, it's just the sound.
That is the sound. When we take our victory lap, that's what you hear.
That's what you guys run to?
100%.
On the victory lap?
Yeah.
Okay. That'll get you going. Are you in on the Niners yet, Wiggy? You think they're good or great?
I think they're a good team. I mean, they beat the Rams, but the Rams are a down team.
I know. We're not Shanistans in here.
They're still, but they have some games ahead of them where you could, they play Green Bay, and you'll see if the 49ers are for real.
By the way, I would give Dale the business because he doubted my George Kittle stat that I gave on Friday.
I saw he was chirping you on Twitter.
Four games in a row against the Rams, he had had at least 95 yards, and in three of those four had a touchdown. Mm-hmm. You want to know what he had this weekend?
Yeah, what do you have?
8 catches for 103.
Oh, boy.
He's balling.
Yep. Jimmy Garoppolo, game manager.
Game manager.
Actually, you know what? Maybe even less. Jimmy Garoppolo's not exactly
just needs to be in there.
He's not exactly letting the world on fire for a 5-0 team.
No.
So one more point on the 49ers. Coming up this Thursday, I will give an unbelievable 49ers stat that I had.
Thursday? You're saving it for
on
Thursday?
The pod,
on the podcast.
Baby.
Oh, I got you. I thought you meant on the show.
No, like, Friday morning it drops. But I had my suspicions that they led the league in this, and I know for a fact that they do. And so it was made the pick that much easier.
Well, I'm tuning in.
Big market tease.
Yeah, I'm tuning in. I'll download
so
right now.
So here are the 49ers for you, right? Just a little peek into their schedule moving forward.
Yeah.
They got the Panthers, the Seahawks, the Packers. They go to the Ravens. They go to the Saints.
Oh, yeah. So they'll be tested.
They
they'll
got a
tested
really good schedule time. Coming up.
Yeah, they do.
So they're going to definitely we'll find
right,
out.
5-0. There's only two undefeated teams, Pats and the Niners.
The Bills started out 5-1.
No, they didn't.
In 2011.
Okay, 8 years ago?
And they ended up 6-10.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Anyways, good my nugget. Second pick on the show, not quite as hot. I took the Eagles plus 3.
Ooh. How'd that go? not so hot.
Yeah, one didn't pan out so well.
Vikings and Stephon Diggs lit up the Eagles 38-20.
What we learned was Philadelphia's secondary, not good.
I feel like back-to-back weeks you bet against the Vikings, and they may have heard that because they used that as bulletin board material. And
they pulled a Richard Sherman on me.
They did.
And I don't like it.
You might want to stay away from Vikings.
Yeah, I might have to stay away from Minnesota
territory. That might be smart. So that was the second pick. So right now you're 1-1. So you're not making money or losing money.
No, you're breaking
even right now.
You're breaking even.
But now I go to my third pick. Okay. And I actually got me and Mutt had some great stats on this one.
Okay.
I took the over 51.5 on Atlanta, Arizona. And boy, was I right.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Atlanta has the fastest-paced offense in football.
Right.
Arizona does. And Atlanta has allowed more points per drive than any team in football except the Miami Dolphins.
They are so bad.
Their defense, for a defensive head coach, is atrocious.
Cardinals win that game 34-33. Arizona's now 2-3-1 on the year with a rookie quarterback and a rookie head coach. Meanwhile, Dan Quinn and Matt Ryan are 1-5. Dan Quinn still have a job? We have a job?
As of right now,
he still
has
a job.
And they have a ton of talent in Atlanta.
They do. You want Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah.
You want Mohamed Sanu?
I want somebody.
They're going to have to trade it. They're going to have to fire their coach. They're going to have to make some trades. Yeah. They're going to have to blow things up a little bit there. They are so bad. One of the worst teams, certainly in the NFC. AFC's got tons of bad teams.
And you know who's going to be another Larry Fitzgerald? Is Julio Jones.
You think so?
Great player on a horrible team.
Yep. Played in one Super Bowl.
Plays in one Super Bowl and just...
They just signed that huge deal, and then you're like...
And you look at him, probably going to be a Hall of Famer one day. And go,
oh, yeah.
Man, I can't believe this dude didn't have more cracks at it.
But, Shime, am I led to believe that you might have a feeling on this Monday night game as well?
Sure do. I actually gave it on the show on Friday.
Yes.
You had said to me, you're like, Shime... Do you like any underdogs just outright to win? And I said, I sure do.
Uh-huh.
I like the Detroit Lions tonight in Green Bay.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Oof.
What do you think of that one? I thought Detroit would be 0-4 at this point.
And I said Green Bay is one of them sneaky, quiet,
yeah, they're good.
good teams have a legit shot because their defense is playing well, and they got Aaron Rodgers, and then him and LaFleur, if they can get on the same page.
Yes. Yeah. Now, you did your AFC power rankings earlier in the show. You had the Patriots 1, Texans 2, Chiefs 3, Colts 4, Ravens 5.
Yes.
You had the Bills outside of your top 5.
Yes.
You don't have to do the whole power rankings thing, but in the NFC right now, if you had to handicap a favorite in the NFC, is there anybody that you like? Or they're kind of jumbled together, aren't they?
They are, but I would have to say the New Orleans Saints. Oof. But the Seattle Seahawks would not be too far behind them.
Yeah, I like Seattle. And I think maybe it's because I'm starting to become obsessed with Russell Wilson, but I think Seattle would be my pick right now. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to get a rematch of that Super Bowl this year.
Because the Saints have a good defense. They can run the football. They have a good quarterback in Drew Brees. And Teddy Bridgewater has actually done a good job of basically holding it down.
Right.
So when Drew Brees comes back, there's a chance that he can come back onto a team that basically only lost one game.
As I said, they could still have a first-round bye, at least the chance of one, and maybe even home field if Teddy Bridgewater keeps going. And the games are ugly. They're not exactly lighting it up.
No, but it's...
But a win's a win.
A win's a win with Bridgewater. You know what Drew Brees is.
Well, it's funny. Speaking of Bridgewater, Adam Schefter tweeted out a graphic of the backup quarterbacks in the NFL mm-hmm. and how well so many of them are doing. So Teddy Bridgewater and Kyle Allen are both 4-0.
Okay.
That's wild. Jacoby Brissett, which I guess will technically count because we thought it was going to be Andrew Luck, he's 3-2. Gardner Minshew... 2-3. Nothing to get too fired up about,
right.
But it's a couple of wins. And then last night, the Duck Man himself, Devlin Hodges, wins his first game as a starter, so he's 1-0. So backup quarterbacks are winning games all over the place.
Do we have any idea when Brees potentially could come back?
Yeah. Was it week 11 or 12? Because, again, he has to be out for...
Okay, so they're what? This is week 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So you look at their schedule, New Orleans, they're at the Bears, and the Bears are, I think that's a, they could easily
win. The Bears are a bit of a mess. They're backup quarterback not on this list.
So let's say this, Teddy Britt could win that game. Then they're at home to the Cardinals, home with the Falcons. Then they go to the Buccaneers, who stink. Jameis Winston will be eating W's. Then they're home for the Panthers, which they should win that. And then you go to Atlanta, who stinks. And then they're home to the 49ers, which potentially could be...
For home field.
Home field.
Yeah. There's an article by Jason Lockenfora came out yesterday that said Brees could be back by week 8 against the Cardinals. Or maybe they hold him out and he's back for week 9.
Let's say if he comes back week 9, week 10.
Yeah, he's going to be back sooner rather than later.
He'll be back
before
that 49ers game.
Yeah.
And if Teddy Bridgewater can continue to do what he's been able to do, which is, you know, go out there, don't manage a game, don't do anything crazy.
Right.
Their schedule looks very formidable, and by the time they get to the 49ers game, that could be for home field.
I think yesterday was a big win for the Patriots, even though they didn't even play. You mm-hmm. just look around the league, some of the teams that you thought might be, you know, on their level or at least kind of contenders. Didn't happen. Browns blew a big lead to the Seahawks. You thought maybe they were going to start to figure it out. Nope, they lose. Chiefs lose at home for the second straight week. Then you even look at the Ravens. They beat the Bengals by 6.
Right.
The Rams, who you saw in the Super Bowl last year, they lose at home. Titans, they lose. And the Chargers are awful.
Right.
So, I mean, all of a sudden, Patriots are looking better and better, even with some of their flaws that they have on offense.
Right.
They're the favorite, and they should be. And I don't even know.
And I think
maybe you're right. Maybe it's the Saints. Maybe it's the Seahawks. But if you're talking just AFC, you're going to tell me it's the Texans? Like, I'm not buying the Texans. I've seen that act too many times.
Right. We've seen that movie. Like you said, we've seen that movie right. plenty of times.
Right.
Yesterday just showed me, even though the Patriots have some warts on the offensive side of the football, especially in the passing game, and they look like that, you know, that it could be frustrating at times, they're so far ahead everybody else in the AFC, even with Kansas City,
their defense is trash.
And I in my power rankings, I had the Texans ahead of Kansas City because at least when you look at the Texans, They have a good offense.
Yeah.
It might not be able to put up points like Kansas City, but it's still good enough where they can put up some points, and their defense is way better than Kansas City's.
All right, we'll find out what else you got, some of the things that we may have missed from the program. Coming up, it's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio WE.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah.
Back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
All right, wrapping things up here on Dale and Keith with Wiggy today on a Monday, Patriots Monday. So that means Tom Brady was on this morning. That means Bill Belichick will be on 5:30 today with OMF, and I'm sure they'll be talking to him about Benjamin Watson as the news of the day. Field Yates, the first to report that Ben Watson will re-sign with the Patriots. So he's back.
You think Lou is going to get any answers?
I think he will. I think he'll find out what went down.
Hey, what's going on? Hey,
Bill. I told you.
What's going on with Ben Watson?
Well, I told you, Lou. We didn't have any roster spots. A roster spot came up, and now he's on the team.
Well, is he officially signed?
No, not officially. Well, by 5:30, hopefully, just so those guys, it's not too bad for him.
Because if not,
they'll freeze him out.
If not, he's going to be like, Lou, we don't talk about players that are not on our roster.
Oh, boy. Anything else? Lawrence Guy talked about him.
Yeah.
Lawrence Guy talked about him a little bit. We had him on. You can check out Lawrence Guy and James White from our show on WEEI.com and radio.com. John?
What else you got?
Wiggy, would you like to begin?
Yes, I will start. All right. We all know that things are starting to implode in Dallas, and one former Cowboy took to Twitter to let Jerry Jones know how he felt, and that was Terrell Owens. He said, hey, at Real Jerry Jones, still think Jason Garrett is the answer.
For a decade.
A decade now, all capital letters. It's the same old song and dance. I knew they were going to Jason Witten on third down prior to the touchdown, and I knew they were going to him on the two-point conversion. Not too late to bring me back.
Well, he wants to keep playing?
I think T.O. still wants to play.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Yeah, 10
Jason
years,
Garrett stinks.
10 years in Dallas.
He's been the head coach for 10 years.
This is his 10th season in Dallas.
He definitely has pitches of Jerry Jones doing
something. Well, he did a half year in 10. I'm sorry. He took over in 2010. He coached 8 games.
Okay.
Then he's been coaching there every year since. And he's been to the playoffs 3 times.
So however long he's been there, it's probably been, you know, if he's been there 8 years, it's 7 years too long.
This is his record. So 5-3, let's throw that out because that was a half a year. 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, 12-4, 4-12,
right.
13-3, 9-7,
right.
10-6. This year, they're off to a 3-3
start. And think about the Dallas Cowboys. They've always been a team that has had plenty of talent and a decent quarterback.
Right.
He stinks.
Yeah, Jason Garrett.
He definitely has some.
Definitely got to go. Something
some blackmail.
With Jones. Something's
He's
going
got
on
something
there.
Going. He's got pitches. He got some video or something.
I don't know what it is.
What else you got?
All right, we half mentioned this earlier in the program, and it was right when the Ben Watson news came out. But I was trying to make heads or tails of why Fortnite was the number one trending thing yesterday, and it was all over everywhere on Twitter. People were freaking out. And Chris Scheim, our resident Fortnite expert, you were saying that like millions of people were watching this feed as to what was going on with Fortnite. They basically, they ended one season, like a competitive season. They were about to start another one, but then something happened.
Yeah, they had an in-game event, and a rocket blew up the map, and it turned into a black hole and sucked everything out, and there was, like, no game.
So you can't. So the most popular game, this is the David Price
so
game.
So if I went home and I tried to play Fortnite,
couldn't.
You can't. You pull up the game, and it'll just be a loading screen with a black hole in the center of it.
And so how can
ominous music.
And you wonder, how can they do this? Well, Fortnite's actually a free game. Like, it's free to download, but there's so many add-ons within the game. There's, like, a million things.
Right.
Like, you can spend a lot of money playing Fortnite, or you can spend $0 playing Fortnite.
Exactly, but don't worry. I'm pretty sure,
Uh-oh.
Hoping,
pretty sure.
Thinking, game will come back tomorrow.
tomorrow.
See, I'm
tomorrow. So a couple days up. So what are these kids doing right now?
I'm a Call of Duty Black Ops guy, so yeah, they could
they
be,
didn't suck that game
they,
into
no,
the,
they could be coming over into my world.
There's That's multiple true. Videos of kids punching their TVs and crying because this game is out right
already
now.
Worth it. Already worth it. If
it
you
was
can't
quite
have
good.
A little bit of discipline.
Yeah,
right?
I would
like,
be
hey,
pretty upset.
Parents everywhere, though, are probably pretty upset that their
kids
aren't preoccupied.
Yeah, now you got to talk to them.
Now they have to go outside.
Are you going to spend time with them? Oh, my God, outside?
Go pick some apples.
I would be pretty upset if they
pumpkin patch?
If they put a black hole in my Call of Duty.
What if all of a sudden you couldn't play? You went home, you know, grabbed the sticks, turned on the system,
right?
And then they're like, sorry.
Yeah, I'd be upset.
Yeah.
I'd be, you know.
Would you write a letter to your congressman?
I would see about getting something done here. I would want somebody to pay.
Yeah. Heads would roll.
Heads would definitely roll.
In that regard. How did you take the news, Shyam? I know you play Fortnite a lot.
So at first, I thought, oh, this will last like an hour or two. Mm. And as Sunday Night Football kicked off, which I had zero interest in watching two crappy teams compete,
Devlin Hodges?
I wanted to go play a little bit,
yeah.
And I couldn't because it was still a giant black hole, so I was pretty upset about
did
it.
Did you learn at that very moment that you were addicted to it?
At that very moment, I
was that
aware.
The moment that you were like, oh, my God, I need it?
Yeah.
I need this so bad.
I was,
you have to have
awful.
A fallback game.
You do.
But my fallback game doesn't come out for another 11 days. So
wait,
so
that's not a fallback game. No, the fallback game needs to be like ready to go. Like even if it's like Mario 3, you gotta be like, you know what?
I'm just gonna happen.
You got to have a fall guy in the crew.
Yeah, you want
to know
a,
if it's NBA 2K, Madden. There's got
to
be
something just to blow some steam off.
Right. There's got
to
be
Overwatch in.
There's got to be something you can jump online
do
with.
Something.
And I tried watching like some different TV shows and stuff.
No, that's not gonna take. It's not the same. You need to build a little structure.
Couldn't get that adrenaline rush.
Bazookas.
You gotta have fallback games. You gotta have.
Yeah, you gotta.
You know how I did?
I was not prepared for
you
this.
You know
how
I
will be in the future.
Now you will.
You know I did my power ranking top five. You gotta have your top five games ready to go just in case.
I remember that. That was earlier in the show. Friday the 13th, Shyam. We should play that again. Dust right. that thing out.
You know
that
what?
Thing's
ooh,
not
that
bad. Especially
do.
This month. You play that?
I've seen the video.
Oh,
game
it's sick. So one guy plays as Jason, and then everybody else is the counselors, and you just try to escape Camp Crystal Lake. It's amazing.
Yeah, I've seen it. But it must be tough to kill Jason.
It's nearly impossible to kill Jason. You can elude him, though.
Right.
You got to get, like, the keys to the car, the gas to the car. You got to, like,
propeller
get
all the propeller
for the boat. I've gotten out on the old boat a few times.
You
that's
and I
right.
got
oh, yeah,
out
yeah,
of the boat
right.
one time.
I mean, we're screaming.
So there's really no action. I'm just basically.
What do you mean there's no action? Jason's going to come into the cabin you're in and rip your face off.
No, but there's no, like, no different guns. There's no add-ons to
there's
my
a shotgun.
There's a shotgun and a flare gun.
Call of Duty. I got all types of guns.
I know, but I'm telling you, it's just so intense. You're
sniper
freaking out
rifles,
the whole time.
I got 50 cals. I got scopes. I got long-range scopes.
Yeah, this isn't Call of Duty.
What do you need
grenades?
That when you have Jason Voorhees?
Yeah. You have Voorhees. Or you can play as Jason, and that's a game changer.
Well, see, I'd rather play as Jason. But it must be difficult because everybody probably wants to play as Jason.
It's random. You get to a room, and like one person is automatically Jason, and everybody else is whatever else.
Okay.
So yeah, anyway. Maybe we'll get that
going.
Well,
what they should do is you should be able to play as, like, in Fortnite, you should be able to play somebody as Freddy Krueger or maybe Michael Myers.
All right, that's an add-on. We'll figure that out. Wiggy, always a pleasure, sir.
Always a pleasure.
You're in tomorrow with Greg Hill.
Yes.
And then you're back with us on
Bronx
Wednesday.
As well.
Good job by Shyam and John today. Dale will be back tomorrow. OMF comes your way next. Bill Belichick will join them at 5:30. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.